welcome to another episode on Yinka's Meals. My name is Yinka and I'm here once again with Bisola. Bisola is no stranger to the podcast. If you've been following us for like a year now. So there's no need for introductions. So today we're going to be doing an episode on exchange. But before we go into that, I want to talk briefly about Valentine.
Okay, why are we talking about Valentine?
No. See, my hair is representing.
Okay.
It's representing the season. Well, are we celebrating? Or are you celebrating?
I'm not celebrating Valentine. I don't have a boyfriend.
So. Valentine is coming. And you don't have a boo.
And I never get a boo. So nobody go do me. Not even table for two.
Okay. So that's just an enlightenment. So we're talking about the exchange program and I'll be asking Bisola some questions for people who will be coming to Sweden this year and would probably be interested in it. So before we go into like a journey about it, I'm just going to ask her. So for people who will probably be coming this year and will be interested in the exchange program, when do you think they can start getting the right information once they get to Sweden?
I mean, at least for example, myself, before I came to Sweden, was when my lecturer talked about exchange program.
A lecturer in uni?
Yeah.
Okay.
At Gothenburg University.
Okay.
It was Ernst that talked about it, that we have the opportunity to go on exchange for one semester for those that are interested. And I was like, oh, okay, that's interesting. And I started looking up about exchange GU. I started following them on Instagram. They had like a meet and greet one time, coffee, blah blah blah.
Okay.
Like a coffee get together meeting. I attended that, spoke with some other exchange students to ask about just to see what the exchange program is like. And then they told me a few information about it, but they didn't really give me that much information. I had to do my own research, read about it. And they're like, at University of Gothenburg, they have different exchange programs. They have like the university-wide agreement.
Okay, what does that mean?
So the university-wide agreement is the universities that the University of Gothenburg has an agreement with.
Okay.
And then there's the faculty agreement as well.
Okay.
So, for example, I'm going to talk about my department. I don't know about other departments, but for Faculty of Education and Special Education, we have our agreement is kind of limited with universities only within Europe. So we do not have in Canada, United States, Australia, other countries, for example, or other continents, for example. But they mostly have within Europe, I think Germany and other places.
So how come you were able to travel to the state?
Okay, so for me, I took advantage of the university-wide agreement.
Okay.
So for the university-wide agreement, it's the schools at University of Gothenburg has bilateral exchange agreement.
Okay.
So that was what I did.
How was it? Getting information, when did you know to start? Apart from when your lecturer mentioned it in class, mm-hmm. When did you know to? Because some people, like you know, some people were interested, but they didn't have the right information, they didn't
have
to talk mm-hmm. to. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure, right now is also late for people who might want to go, right?
Right?
Yeah,
it's late.
So that's what I'm saying. So this information is for people that will be coming to Sweden this year, we're coming from August, October, and you're thinking about, oh, I would like to go for an exchange program, then this video is meant for you. So what would you say, like, if you want to go for exchange program, what are the things that you need to start doing when you get into Sweden?
Okay, so once you get to Sweden, you can also, for example, first thing to do is maybe follow exchange GU on Instagram. After following them on Instagram, follow their content, they're like ambassadors that have gone on an exchange program, and you talk about the program.
Okay.
At the University of Gothenburg, and people that are going outside of the University of Gothenburg. So I was following them on Instagram, checking the updates and all that. Then afterwards, I went on the student portal website. They have a place for exchange program or study abroad program.
Okay.
So they have more information there, and then usually they have like an information session. I can book the time with an admin. I think an admin officer or something that has to do with exchange or something. I can't remember, but I did something like that. It was like a Zoom meeting for like maybe 30 minutes or thereabouts, and we just talked about how to go about doing the exchange. I was able to ask questions and they were able to guide me. But regardless, there isn't really that much guide. I don't know about other departments for Faculty of Education, Gothenburg University, there isn't that much information of people that have gone on exchange. Maybe because it's education, because you know what I mean? So people are not really taking that opportunity.
Do you think that there's not much information for people to go and exchange in your department or your faculty, or because we have a lot of international students and they don't know where to look for that information.
Yeah, I would say there isn't that much information from the department, really. But whatever information that you need, you can get it from the university website. But not the department, or the people at the department don't really have that much information. I remember talking to my study counselor and she was like, oh, you have to find out yourself. She doesn't really know much about it because they never had, like, maybe, for example, master's students go and exchange. So it's not something that they are used to.
Okay, you know, so you're like the first.
I mean, like, okay. Maybe not the first, I don't know. but they don't have that much people going on exchange semester.
Okay, so let's get to the fun part. How was your experience? Like, when you look at, you studied in Gothenburg, you studied in Nigeria, and she has studied in the United States of America. She's gathering all the educational experience. So can you tell us, like, how was it for you? Because I remember when I did an episode on the podcast about studying in Sweden, for people who are interested to come and study in Sweden, and I just briefly mentioned that, okay, Bisela is not here today because she's in the United States, she's doing an exchange program. And I was sort of like, oh my, like, the comment section was like, wow, somebody said it's the exchange program for me. So, so somebody like that is probably looking to come into Sweden and thinking, okay, I would like to go for an exchange program. What was the experience like for you?
I mean, for me, it was something that I wanted, and the experience was amazing. I mean, I don't know how. I can't contain my excitement about this. But
was it like, oh. Okay. So tell me. Because I want to live vicariously through our experiences. And I hope that you guys that are watching too, you want to live vicariously through our experiences. So tell us, how was it?
Okay, so at first, when I got into the exchange program...
Tell us from when you left Sweden, the traveling, everything.
Okay, so after I left Sweden, I applied for my visa, went for a visa interview. Went for the visa interview in Norway because at the time Sweden they were not attending to any
so you were gathering traveling experiences too,
right? So I had to go to Norway for the visa appointment at the time, and then afterwards it was during summer, so I think the Swedish embassy was locked, or they were short staffed, as they said. So I had to go do it in Norway, and afterwards I got a visa. I started planning my trip, my flight ticket. Then I traveled from Gothenburg to Amsterdam, then from Amsterdam to Atlanta.
Mm.
Then when I got into Atlanta, I'm like, bitches!
Wait.
It's over for you.
Just kidding.
But how did you feel like, okay, number one, you didn't have the issue about language when you got into the United States?
Yeah, I mean, first thing, when I landed in Atlanta and I saw black people,
oh my god,
I was super excited.
I mean, like, the border police that attended to me was also like the custom officer, the border police or whatever they call them,
okay,
at the port of entry, was also a black person. I was like, yay.
Like my color.
I mean, I love the representation. Yeah, I saw a lot of black people. I think Atlanta is one place like there are a lot of black people in the south.
Okay,
but when I saw them, I'm like, hey, my people. And then everything kind of went smoothly for a bit, and then I mean, it didn't really take me time to find out where my boarding gate, because I had to catch the next flight to North Carolina, Wilmington. So
I was settling down in school, classes, your lectures, you know, like, tell me everything.
It was smooth, really. I didn't have to go through anything, any hassles or whatever. As soon as I got to North Carolina, I sent an email before going because I needed accommodation. Like, getting accommodation was another struggle for me because I couldn't find anywhere and I had to stay on campus because of that. And I reached out to resident assistant or whatever they call them.
Okay.
So I reached out to them telling them that I'm going to be arriving midnight because I arrived in Wilmington midnight. So from the airport, I took Uber to school. As soon as I got to the school, everywhere was like closed because it was like the beginning of the semester. Mm. People were not really on campus yet. So I went into the office because it gave me the address, building terms, blah blah blah, building 6, office, blah blah. So I went straight there, spoke to the campus police or campus guard that was on shift that night.
Okay.
So he called the RA for me, and then as soon as the RA came, they took me to my room. They just gave me the card and blah blah blah. Took me to my room because I already assigned a room even before I got there. So they took me to my room, got in, didn't have bed sheets, didn't have nothing. Slept on the bed. It was kind of cold. And then the next morning, decided to reach out to some of the people that I know already in the United States, and we went to Walmart, bought a few things, and every Friday after the orientation program, people started coming. Campus every Friday we have like it's like a bus that takes us.
So it feels like the more you like talk about your experience, for me it feels like you were able to settle more easily,
quickly
mm-hmm. because you were like, apart from this school, I provided like a community of right. people in mm-hmm. place, you know, for you to like assimilate well into the culture. What about classes? Did you find it difficult, like your classmates, were they easy to talk to, your lecturer, how was it?
I mean, for my classes, it was,
you know, because I'm asking this because sometimes when you're thinking about going for exchange, like particularly if you're doing a master's, so you feel like, oh, I'm traveling to somewhere like Sweden for the very first time, and then you have the thinking, okay, I need to get used to my classmates, I need to talk to them, you don't know how friendly they will be, mm-hmm. you know, the lecturer. So when you think about the exchange, I feel like I don't want to go through all that stress again, right. mm-hmm. you know, I'm just trying to, you know, get
settling here and then moving
to another place again, doing it all over again. So was it easy to do all of that again?
I mean, for me, I wasn't even bothered about moving, like settling in, because I know the kind of person that I am. It wasn't really that difficult for me to
but for people that are listening, I mean, you know,
yeah, of course,
considering it,
mm-hmm. yeah.
Would
like
you say go for it?
Yes, I mean, I wouldn't have it any other way. So go for it if you feel like it's not even as bad as the old settling in, is not even as bad as you make it sound. It was kind of really smooth. I mean, the school, they speak English, so it's easy to talk to people. And Americans are kind of like really chatty too, so they're not really like Swedish people. I mean, I don't.
Is that no offense?
Yeah. No offense to Swedish people, I'm sorry. But Americans are like more chatty. They were like, oh, where are you from? Blah, blah, blah. I mean, when they saw me first, I remember walking with one of my Swedish friends, and then they saw us first, they were like, what is that accent? I'm like, Nigerian, and then it was like Swedish accent. So they're like, oh, nice, you know. But yeah, in Sweden, nobody has ever asked me that. What is that accent? Because nobody cares. but in the United States, it was kind of like really easy to get along with things. And for my classes, unluckily for me, most of my classes were online.
Okay.
Or the ones that were not online were even like asynchronous. So I had only just one in-person class. Mm-hmm. The other one was supposed to be in person, but the professor said she was not available, so we had to do it on Zoom for the most part of the class, or throughout the class. But the one class that was in person was super amazing. The classmates, they came up with, on the first day I told them I was an exchange student from Sweden, blah blah blah. That was kind of interesting and quite unique as well, because I'm an international student in Sweden, and then an exchange student in the United States. So it didn't really take time for me to mingle. People were coming to me like, oh, can I have your number? If you're on the first day of class.
Really?
Yeah. And they were like, if you need to go grocery shopping and you don't have, because I told them I don't have a car or whatever, and they were like, you can always call me, I'll be happy to help, blah blah blah. So I got two numbers on the first day in class. They took my number.
That's so cute.
Really cute and really nice.
Yeah.
Shout out to Lana and shout out to Rachel if you're listening to the video, if you're watching this video.
Okay.
So both of them collected my number, and then we started chatting for a bit. And then I think after that class, the next class, we decided that because the class was on Mondays from 6:30 p.m. to 9:15 p.m. So it was a night class.
Okay.
So you know when you're going to school at night, you're hungry, you're tired, so we always have potluck.
Okay.
So everybody brings food.
Nice.
So we share food together. So it's like you don't even need to cook on Monday. So once you're like, I'm hungry, just go to class. You'll be full by the time you get back. So we always like have something to eat. People bring bread, they bake things. They're like, oh, I just played around with baking these cookies. I hope you guys like it. And you taste and you'll be like, you make this, it's so nice. So we have sometimes cake. And we have like a mixologist in my class that brings drinks.
Okay. Study and wine.
Yep. You know, like at that time of the day, your brain is like probably fried, like all day, you're tired, so to assimilate. So my professor was like, bringing this food is such a good idea, because by this time you're tired, and then when you get home, you want to cook dinner or make dinner. So we bring food and then we don't have to cook dinner when we get home. So that's kind of really nice.
Yeah, I feel like you haven't mentioned it yet, but you told me privately, and I feel like one of the things for me that stood out in your exchange experience is the open door policy.
Yeah,
can you talk more a bit about that?
Okay, so when I was in my exchange program, I had the opportunity to be a GA, graduate assistant, at Department of Instructional Technology, Secondary Education, whatever the name of the department is. But anyway, at Watson College of Education, let me just put the faculty there.
Yeah.
Because department is a bit like three departments combined in one.
Okay.
So we have like an, because I remember when I got there, I locked my door. So we're like, okay, this is your office as a GA, you're gonna be sitting here, blah blah blah. And then I was like, oh thank you. And I locked my door behind me. And then the lady, her name is Bria, shout out to Bria. she told me, she was like, oh Priscilla, we have an open door policy here, so you have to have your door open. So I was like, that's interesting. So she said, can you see that when you move around, you see my door is always open. Most of the professors here, they have their doors opened as well. So as a student, you can always walk in. If you have questions, you don't need to book an appointment. I mean, you don't have to, but if they're available, you can go. But if they're not available, they're gonna have their doors blocked. So that way you know they're not in the office. Mm. They're not, or they are busy.
Mm.
But if you see their door open, you can always walk in to have a chat, like, hey, blah blah blah, I'm having difficulty with this course, and then they're always willing to help and assist. So there's that open door policy, which is not really in Sweden, because their offices are always like, there's even like passwords to even go into where the admin or the professor's offices are.
Mm.
So you can't even just access the building.
Mm.
It's like on the top floor.
Mm.
That's because it's the University Faculty of Education.
Mm.
And then there's like a general central lock.
Mm.
You can only use the password, or you call somebody in to open the door for you. You can't just walk in to see any lecturer or any professors in Gothenburg University.
So when you compare your experience in the United States, in Sweden, and in Nigeria, what do you think? What are your similarities and your differences?
Okay, for similarities, I would say Sweden and the United States have like the same method of teaching. It's more student-centered, where you are both co-creators, you collaborate and all that. But in Nigeria, it's more teacher-centered, where the teacher is like the sole knowledge holder, not the student. So the teacher feeds the student with the knowledge. But in Sweden and the United States, everybody is somewhat knowledgeable.
Mm-hmm.
So you bring your idea, I bring mine, and then we put it all together.
Mm-hmm.
So most of the time, the teacher just more or less like supervises our thoughts, like, okay, I think this is what you're saying. Maybe you're trying not to, maybe your thoughts are not really well articulated, so they just assist you with that.
Mm-hmm.
But so that's like something that's similar to what they have here in Sweden, for example, and the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the difference that they have in Nigeria.
Okay.
But when it comes to for example, the student union in Nigeria is like really strong. There's like, they go on strike, they try to do price management, where if you want to buy, say for example, water on campus, it's like the same prices all across. So sometimes Nigerian university and the student union government do that. They're kind of really strong. But in Sweden, I wouldn't say they are very strong, because I don't think so.
Mm.
But in the US, they're like sort of very subtle too, but they're not really like looking into like price control or whatever, so they have like different issues and so maybe when it comes to like inclusion, diversity, and also maybe if you are going through like stress during the semester, they have like a lot of programs on campus that you can just jump on. I mean, I went for a paint and sip program. I went for like this symphony, blah blah blah, you know, this music
and stuff.
This is even this music. You know those not my shit though, but I attended that once, and it was quite interesting. There's like movie night on campus.
I was gonna say that, and I feel like the United States and Nigeria have community building at the core of their educational system. They have built like whether in Nigeria, so apart from maybe clubs, we also have like religious groups, like whether it's MSN or CSN, and all those
communities.
Things. And then in the United States, we have all of these communities too.
Yeah.
Whether you're a black person, the
Upper Man Center for African Americans and Blacks.
Yeah. And so that way they build these communities, put these communities in place where students can identify with those places.
Yeah, yeah. And you can
feel left out.
Right.
And you can try.
Yeah.
Unlike here in Sweden.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like there's no black student or whatever.
Nothing. We're actually in blackish. This is black. Black.
This is as black as it gets.
That's not what I'm trying to say. Like, this is February. This is Black History Month.
Right. But
and there's nothing like that here in Sweden.
No.
So you get what I'm trying to say. Mm-hmm. If you don't get it, forget it.
Forget about it.
Okay, so we've come to the end of this episode. But before we round up, I just want to say, what was one key thing that when you think about your exchange, you are glad that you did it? Because I know that there were a lot of struggles, there were a lot of challenges.
Mm-hmm.
If we start, we cannot finish.
Yeah.
But what was that key thing? When you think about everything, like, oh my God, I'm glad I did this. What was that one thing for you?
For me, it was like, I learned a lot of things, and I unlearned a lot of things as well. So it was more about the learning, and I mean, I made friends as well. I mean, everything in general, I'm just really grateful about the whole United States experience. There's nothing to pick and say, okay, this is what I like or this is what I do not really like. I mean, my rent was expensive and all that. I don't like that part. But for the most part, it was amazing and it was fun and I loved it. Every part of it.
Okay, so we've come to the end of this episode. If you're coming to Sweden this year, hopefully. And okay, guys, just a quick one. The SI scholarship is open. If you've not started, I wish you guys all the best. Start now, hurry up. It closes February 20th. But anyway, if you're coming to Sweden this year, that means if you get the admission and you get the scholarship or you have the money for the school fees and you are interested in going for an exchange program, once you're settled in around November, December, start talking to the right people.
Yep.
In January, I think applications to different schools open.
Yep.
Start applying. You know, start crossing your T's and dotting your I's.
Absolutely.
As usual, we wish you all the best from this place.
Yeah, all the best.
Cheers, guys. Bye.